Welcome to the Division of Federal Employees Compensation Telephone Information Systems. Our goal is to provide excellence in customer service, and your experience matters to us. You will be asked to take a brief survey at the end of the call. Please stay on the line once your call is complete to provide feedback on the service you received today. As part of our ongoing commitment to security, we are currently unable to accept AI-generated calls. Our call center representatives are available to assist live callers only. We appreciate your understanding. Self-service options are available 24/7 through the Interactive Voice Response IVR system or the WCMBP web portal at https://owcpmed.dol.gov. If you are a claimant, press 1. If you are a provider, press 2. To obtain address for bill submission, due to Executive Order 14247, beginning September 30, 2025, all providers enrolled in the Department of Labor Office of Workers' Compensation Programs must comply with the U.S. Treasury's Electronic Fund Transfer Mandate. Providers who are not enrolled in EFT must immediately complete and submit an ACH enrollment form to change payment methods. The ACH form can be obtained on the WCMBP portal at https://owcpmed.dol.gov, then by clicking on the Resources tab and selecting Forms and References. The completed form can be submitted via fax at 888-444-5335 or by mail to provider enrollment, P.O. Box 8312, London, Kentucky, 40742-8312. Please make sure to include your OWCP provider ID on all correspondence. Providers registered on the portal can log in and submit a modification by clicking on the Maintain Provider Information hyperlink. Failure to comply will result in non-payment. For general program information or questions on your 1099, press 6. For bill status, press 1. For authorization information, press 2. For enrollment, please enter your OWCP provider ID.
Please provide a valid response.
Please enter your OWCP provider ID.
You entered 62818990. Is that correct? Press 1 for yes or 2.
To search by claimant case number and date of service, press 1. To search by claimant social security number and date of service, press 2. To search by authorization number, press 3. To search by claimant case number and procedure code, press 4. To search by claimant social security number and procedure code, press 5. For other self-service options, press 8. To repeat, press, if your case file number contains only numbers, press 0, then enter the case file number. If your case number begins with the letter C, press 1, then enter the remaining digit. If it begins with CP, press 2, then enter the remaining digit. The collected case file number is
2520142 7 8.
If this is correct, press 1. If the procedure or service code contains only numbers, press 1. If the procedure or service code starts with a single letter, followed by numbers, press 2. If the procedure or service code
enter numeric code followed by pound key.
The collected procedure code is
99214.
If this is correct, press 1. If not, the system found
1.
Authorizations, which will be played now. Authorization number
10190104054. General Medicare
Services
does not require authorization.
To hear associated authorization service line information, press press 1. To talk to an agent for additional assistance, press 3. To inquire about another authorization, please hold. One of our agents will be with you shortly.
Paulson, a contractor for the Federal Department of Labor. My name is Claudia, and I will now be providing you with the reference number for today's call. Are you ready for the number?
Yeah.
It's going to be 146-6610.
Should I know your name and the last initial of your name as well?
Claudia Emerson Mary.
Can you please spell your first name, please?
CSU Charlie, L-A-U-D-I-A. And can I please have you confirm the name of the facility you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm from the provider side. Provider name is Dr. Madhvi Chetta, and the NPI is 1922-212166.
I don't need the NPI, thank you. Just the name of the facility that you're calling from.
Yeah, provider name is Dr. Madhvi Chetta, and the office is Synergy Spine and Pain Center.
And who am I speaking with, please?
My name is D. Last initial is J, as in Johnson.
Okay. And you're calling to check on the status of an authorization, is that correct?
Yeah, and I just want to check the eligibility of that your member as well.
But to check on the status of the authorization and the eligibility also?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I can definitely assist you with that. What is the patient's name, date of birth?
Our patient name is Herbert Darlene, with the date of birth, December 23, 1959.
Okay, thank you. And a good callback number for you?
240-860-1330.
Okay. When was the authorization sent to us?
No, it doesn't initiate it yet. I just want to confirm that I have procedure code. Does it required or not?
Oh, so it's not on the status of an authorization then?
Yeah, correct.
It's not on the status of an authorization, right?
Yeah, I just want to check that the auth is needed or not from your side.
Okay. What is going to be the procedure code, diagnosis code?
99214 is the procedure code, and diagnosis is M as in Mary, 51.16.
What is the diagnosis code again?
M as in Mary, 51.16. Date of service is just a moment. It's August 27.
And just as a reminder also of the services on the web portal, the IVR. We have the provider's manual on the website along with an after call service. Okay. I'm so sorry. I just want to double check the diagnosis code. You said MC116, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is coming back stating that the requested diagnosis is not related to the accepted condition.
Just a moment. Let me double check. If I have another code, I'll let you know. Just a moment, miss. At the time, can you check the eligibility of the patient as well? Meanwhile, I'm just checking the other person. Okay, no worry. Just
open.
Okay, no worry. Give me some 20 or 30 seconds. I'll let you know the another diagnosis code. Just a moment. Yeah, I have another diagnosis code. Can you please check the is required or auth is not? M as in Mary 25.511.
M25.511.
Correct.
Same with that one is coming back as authorization are required.
Okay, that is going in smooth way. Is it related to just the current condition, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Claudina, for the needy information. Hope you have a great time and lovely to talk with you.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day.
Same here. Bye for now.
Bye.